All right. It's medication. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. My host, Dr. Varga. In this episode, we'll be talking about everything in the news and sports and everything else. Firstly, most important news of the day, Roger Federer became the first man to ever win 8 Wimbledon championships. And he did it at the age of 35, so he's also the oldest champion. So that's what's quite historic about it. He also has the record for most Grand Slam wins in tennis history. So that is, like, just unbelievable. I mean, this guy was basically dead in the water not too long ago, and now all of a sudden, bam, he's won 2 tournaments this year. 2 majors, major tournaments, I mean. I mean, he, as far as the most singles titles by a male player at Wimbledon, Federer's got 8, Sampras has 7, and Bjorn Borg has 5 in open era. Federer has 8 titles at the All England Club, most by a male player in the open era. Most for a woman is Martina Navratilova. She has 9. Followed by Steffi Graf, Serena Williams, they have 7 each, and then Venus Williams has 5. Then 11. This is Federer's 11th final at the All England Club. Most at a single Grand Slam by a male player in the open era. Rafael Nadal has 10 at the French Open. And, yeah. And Federer has now won 19 Grand Slams, the most by a male player in the open era, out of 29 appearances. He is ahead of Nadal, who has 15, Sampras 14, Novak Djokovic, and Roy Emerson have 12 each. He has 93 career champion titles. So that's third all-time behind Jimmy Connors, 109, and Lindell, 94, and ahead of McEnroe and Nadal of 77-73. He also has now won a Grand Slam twice without losing a set. And he's also joining Bjorn Borg and Rafael Nadal as the only men in open era to win multiple Grand Slams without losing a set. He's the second male player to win a Wimbledon without dropping a set. The first was Bjorn Borg in 1976. This is the sixth time in his career that Federer has won multiple Grand Slams in a calendar year, breaking a tie with Roy Emerson for most in men's tennis history. Second is Pete Sampras, who won multiple titles in 4 different years. Federer previously won more than 1 Grand Slam in 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, and 2009. 35 years, 342 days. Federer's age on the day he won his 8th title, making him the oldest male champion in all England club in open era. Arthur Ashe held the previous record. He won it in 1975 at 31 years and 360 days. So basically, he beat the record by over almost 5 years. That is insane. 30 and beyond. Federer now has won 3 Grand Slam titles since turning 30, adding to his wins at Wimbledon in 2012 and at the Australian Open this year. Only Rod Laver 4 and Ken Rosewall 4 have more majors after turning 30. He's also the second man at 30 or over to win multiple Grand Slams in a year. Laver completed the calendar slam, winning all 4 majors in a calendar year in 1969. That is crazy. He's doing stuff that we ain't seen since the 60s. Let's see what else is going on. Check sports. Oh, yeah, Lakers beat the Dallas Mavericks to make it to the NBA Summer League, but Lonzo Ball left out because of calf tightness. So Lonzo Ball is out again. He had 16 points and 10 assists and a win over the Mavericks. And let's see. So the Lakers will be in the finals of that. And they will be playing Portland, who defeated Memphis 87-82. Let's see here. Rockets and Mbamba Moute reach a deal. And DeMarcus Cousins opened a deal after the season starts. Trump, in other news, Trump's lawyer says meeting with Russian attorney not against the law. South Korea wants to go peacefully with North Korea. Then Martin Landau died. He's the Mission Impossible star. And then even worse, George Romero died. He's the creator of Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead and basically the godfather of modern zombie movies. So I'm going to be doing a whole episode about him tomorrow night when I've got more time. So that'll be tomorrow's Dr. Kvarga podcast. Let's see what else is going on. There's not too much going on. 9 dead, 1 missing after Arizona swimming hole flood. Senator Dean Heller's office was broken into here in Las Vegas, police say. Jane Sanders cries sexism and bank fraud accusations as GOP hits back. Pennsylvania murders Thomas Mayo, remembered by girlfriend as loyal, respectful man of his word. Ann Coulter went after Delta in a fury tweet storm, and now Delta is firing back at her. California stun gun robbery spree, 3 women on the loose in LA area. Let's see if there's anything else. Not too much. Game of Thrones premiere tonight. I'm not going to get into that because I'll probably give up spoilers. And that is it. We had the Kings of Crowns podcast recording earlier. FSW Future Stars of Wrestling here in Vegas, their ring announcer and producer / sound engineer came on the show, and they were our guests, and they did fantastic. So shout out to them, shout out to FSW. I'll probably be going to the next show, so that is going to be good. And plus, as a wrestling fan, so you know I love that. And also, I think that's about it. Show went fantastic. We did good. Went to see Goo Goo Dolls last night. It was really good. They were good live, and so was Philip Phillips. And then I went to Four Queens and the D, and just walked back in my car and went home. So it wasn't kind of an early night out, but I don't know. And then, I was going to end it there. It's kind of late, so, and plus I'm tired already. So peace out. We're going to Kings of Crowns podcast, according to extended myself, Sir William, Kentucky Colonel, Jess Shines, and our producer, Jared Estrada. Our topics are either going to be hipsters and dating relationships. So we'll be doing both, because we got to rip on hipsters. We'll also finally be playing the Florida game again. Peace out, peeps. Hope everybody had a good weekend.